Back on Dale and Keith with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Patriots offensive lineman Shaq Mason. Shaq is brought to you by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. And by McFarlane Energy. Check out McFarlane's new customer oil delivery special at McFarlaneEnergy.com. Good morning, Shaq. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. We will begin, obviously, offering our condolences to everybody in the organization. We are all thinking of James and what he's going through. That had to have been a gut punch for everybody on Sunday.
Oh, definitely, man. Yes, I'm constantly praying for him and, you know, the rest of his family as well, because, I mean, that's just, like you said, it's a gut punch. And it's just a flash of reality how, you know, that stuff like that, nobody's ever immune to it.
Shaq, how's the transition been from blocking for Tom Brady the first 5 years of your career, obviously a less mobile quarterback, and now transitioning into blocking for Cam Newton, who on any given play could take off and run?
It's definitely different. Like you said, Tom's more of a pocket QB, and Cam, you know, can scramble and do things with his legs. But I'd say all in all, as offensive lineman, I mean, our job is to keep it off the quarterback. So, I mean, our job doesn't really change as much, but the added legs to, you know, Cam's game, that's a change. But as far as blocking and that goes, I mean, our job is to keep him off regardless of who's back there.
Shaq, I believe you guys had what I would term a good loss Sunday night in Seattle because of all the fight you showed and the things that you accomplished in that game against a good team on the road. What's your response to the idea that you can have a good loss?
Any loss is bad in my eyes. And I mean, there's things you can take from a loss and gain from. I'd say that's one thing I can say is that we found out some things about ourselves during the loss that we can build on. And you know, we showed signs that we can be a good football team.
We're talking with New England Patriots offensive guard Shaq Mason here on a Tuesday edition of Patriots Monday. Everybody knows what Seattle's like normally. Everybody knows about the 12th man normally. What was it like playing in an empty stadium out in Seattle this past Sunday night?
It was actually my first time actually playing in their stadium. And, you know, you hear about it and you see, you know, about their 12th man and all that. But it was weird being there because of the historic, you know, stadium they have and the 12th man and all that. Just being in that empty stadium without the fans, that was a little weird. But I think the energy's still there, just being there.
Shaq, obviously taking nothing away from Ted Karras and some of the guys who filled in a year ago, but how nice is it to have David Andrews back next to you?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. You know, Dave, we came out together. That's been my guy for, you know, 5 years. So it's definitely nice to have him back in the lineup and back doing what he loves.
As an offensive lineman, I know the final play didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, but is there part of you that when you hear that play call in the huddle gets excited that, you know, that let's just let the big guys plow the defense off the ball and win the game right here? Is there some faith that's shown in you that you guys appreciate?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, I wouldn't, you know, if I could rewind, you know, I'd do the same thing over. You know, that's an O lineman's, you know, dream. Put a guy from point A to point B, and, you know, unfortunately the ball didn't roll our way, but yeah, you get that play call in the huddle, you geared up for it.
There were a rash of injuries around the National Football League this past weekend, some of them season-ending injuries, and it brings up the discussion again about the lack of a preseason and no exhibition games. Do you think there's any connection between the injuries that we saw this weekend and the fact that there were no 4 preseason games before it?
I'm not sure if there's, you know, direct correlation, you know, as far as the studies and things go, but it's definitely, you know, sad seeing all these injuries on Sunday, you know, and just one after the other, and, you know, ACL after ACL, you know, that's tough to see, you know, other guys around the league in this brotherhood just going down from, you know, season into injuries like that.
Now, the offense looked pretty good in the first 2 weeks, but Sony Michel has had a hard time getting things going. Is there anything you guys are going to work to do here going forward to try to spring him loose a little bit?
We definitely are, just going to keep, chipping away at it and just keep trying to put our best foot forward and, put plays together. And, Sony's a good back, great back. And, we'll get him going because, it's all of us together. There are certain things here and there. And, we're just going to keep chipping away at it and just keep trying to put our best foot forward.
You touched on it a little bit earlier, the, changing from blocking for Tom Brady to Cam Newton. You have a new offensive line coaching staff this year. Obviously, Coach Scarnecchia retired. I'm just wondering, from an offensive line perspective, what has changed for you guys in terms of scheme or coaching points or, doing the read option stuff and some of that? How much has changed for you guys as linemen?
Not much at all, actually. Everything that we know trickles down from Scar. So those things are still trickling in each day. Even though Scar's, no longer in the building, his habits and teachings and, his drills, we still do those every single day.
Shaq, we appreciate you taking the time and subbing in for your teammate James White today. Best of luck this coming weekend against Oakland and the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.